Okay, we come now to Abijah, who was Rehoboam's son by his favourite wife. That's a bit ominous, isn't it? Favourite wife. Anyway, they had to be, the kings had to be across from the house of David, and Abijah was. Known as Abijah. Now, we'll come across this again and again. There are often multiple names given for the same person, and sometimes that confuses things, and it's hard to work out who they really are. Many had the same name. Now, this is the first time there was a really bad civil war, a battle between the two groups. Then Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. Now, they had 500,000, but for some reason they only took 400,000 of them to battle. And so 400,000 from the southern kingdom, Judah, fought 800,000 from the northern kingdom. And there were terrible consequences. You see, this is what happened. And the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, fled before Judah. And God delivered them into their hand. Then Abijah and his people struck them with a great slaughter. So 500,000 choice men of Israel fell slain. This is civil war. 500,000 of Israel, of the men of Israel being killed in a battle. That is a horrendous number of people to die. And they're their own people. Oh, how Israel had departed from God. That was never his intention. And he said, don't arm yourself, didn't he? That was Ron pointed that out this morning. I don't want you to have armies. But they did, and they fought. And here are the terrible consequences. Now, in that war, Abijah's group actually gained some extra towns. The towns of Ephron and Jeshur and Bethel and some others around that area were taken from Israel. So the borders actually changed a little bit in that period. But Abijah grew mightily, married 14 wives and begot 22 sons and 16 daughters. Yes, polygamy was common, not only from the kings that had been specifically forbidden by God, but they did it. But you know, I do wonder whether God allowed that to continue, because 500,000 men in that example had been killed. There would be many women who had no one to look after them. No one to provide for them. There was no social security in those days. Didn't get the age pension. So I do wonder whether God allowed this to happen simply because it provided for those women who were now widows. Okay, let's move on. King Asa was the next king. I hope this doesn't get boring going through these kings, but we'll have a little bit about most of them. His name means healing. Well, yes, he did some of that, and he ruled for a long period, 41 years. Now, he actively opposed idolatry. He deposed his grandmother, Maacah, from the rank of queen mother because she had set up an idol. And he even went further than that. He burned the idol at the brook Kidron. He was determined to get rid of it. And he did that in many places. He tried to destroy idolatry. Now, he did a very stupid thing, though. He made a deal with the king of Syria. He thought he'd cause trouble for the northern lot. So he arranged for them to invade the northern group. And so Ben-Hadad, king of Syria up there, heeded King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. They attacked Leon, Dan, Abel, Maim, and all the storage cities of Naphtali. Now, that area is up to the northwest of the Sea of Galilee. And he did cause some difficulties up there. He shouldn't have done that. Asa shouldn't have made that arrangement. And Asa suffered, probably because of it. Asa became ill in the 39th year of his reign, very ill. The scriptures make it clear he was really sick. But he did not seek the Lord, but relied on his physicians. The disease proved fatal in his 41st year. He had 2 years of suffering. Now, this raises an interesting question. Is it a lack of faith in the power of God to seek medical assistance? Now, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to leave that for you to make your own decision. Let's move on. Now we come to Jehoshaphat. Now, I'm sorry, there's a spelling error in your manual where I've missed the H out of Jehoshaphat. I'm just at the S, so I'm sorry about that. That's my fault. I normally call him Jehoshaphat. That's why I missed it. His name means Jehovah judged, and he ruled for 25 years. He was a good king, and he sought to bring a measure of revival to the southern kingdom. Now, Jehoshaphat did some good things, and he did some foolish things. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Therefore the wrath of the Lord is upon you." Now, he'd made a deal with Ahab, who was the king of Israel at that time. And Jehoshaphat's eldest son had married Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. Now, that marriage, which Jehoshaphat probably arranged, because the father usually arranged the marriage of his son in those days, it was going to cause a lot of trouble in the future. And it was a very foolish move of Jehoshaphat to try and get an alliance through marriage with the northern kingdom, especially with King Ahab. Now, he did some good things. Jehu offered approval to Jehoshaphat. "Nevertheless, good things I found in you, in that you have removed the wooden images from the land and have prepared your heart to seek God." Yes, he did do well. He sought his will. But in this matter, he obviously didn't. He established judges throughout the area of Judah. He set judges in the land throughout all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city. And he set up a high court in Jerusalem. And he told the judges that he'd set up in those towns, he said, "If you get hard cases, things you can't decide, send them to Jerusalem. We will deal with them." So, yes, he did a lot to in the civil administration, to improve the civil administration of the country. Now, this graph sort of illustrates a few of the relationships that existed back in those days, and this is how the families tried to, or tended to, merge. You can see the line through David on the right-hand side there, and then Athaliah, Ahab and Jezebel's daughter, married Jehoram, and probably Jehoshaphat organised it. We don't know that, but fathers usually did, and that was going to cause a lot of trouble. We'll see more of what happened shortly through Athaliah. She was not of the house of David. All right, let's move on to Jehoram. Now, again, there are three Jehorams. There's the eldest son of Jehoshaphat, the one we're dealing with now, the eldest son of Ahab, and Jezebel was also called Jehoram. And it's easy to confuse those if you're not careful. They can be mixed up. And also one of the priests that was appointed by Jehoshaphat was also named Jehoram. So names can be confusing. They didn't use surnames. They usually said the son of, but that sort of identified that person. But sometimes that's not given. Now Jehoram had six brothers. Now when Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and killed all his brothers with the sword, and also others of the princes of Israel. We don't know how many he killed, but he was sort of determined to preserve his monarchy in Judah. Did some terrible things. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and they were all bad, just as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Oh, the marriage that Jehoshaphat organised, he shouldn't have done it. And Athaliah is, through this, starting to gain influence and power. Now, I guess because of this, a number of calamities came upon Jehoram. The Edomites rebelled. They had been paying tribute to Judah. They no longer paid it. They left. The fortified city of Libna, another city apparently was in there, rebelled and turned against them. The Philistines invaded. The Arabians stormed the palace and killed or captured his wives, killed his children except Jehoahaz, that's Azariah, and plundered all his treasures. Then he too was struck with a debilitating illness and died after 2 years of great suffering. You see, all these things had been prophesied in a warning letter from the elderly prophet Elijah. But he had not taken any notice, and he did not turn from his evil ways. So Jehoram suffered greatly because of it. Oh, how we need to follow the word of God, don't we? You see, but even so, yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant he had made with David. I think Ron read this morning from Psalm 89, the promise that God would not destroy the house of David. Let's move on to Ahaziah. Now there are two Ahaziahs as well. The only surviving son of Jehoram and also another son of Ahab, and probably of Jezebel too, was also called Ahaziah. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. There's that marriage again. Therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counsellors after the death of his father, to his destruction. He even got advice from the northern kingdoms, the ones that were really bad. It was a sad end for yet another evil king. This is what happened. He made a deal with Joram, who was Ahab's son, ruling at the time. Both went to war against Syria. Joram got wounded. Ahaziah went to visit him in whatever hospital, whatever it was. Jehu is secretly anointed as king of Israel. Ahaziah and Joram go to meet Jehu, but it was a trap. And Jehu turned on them, and he killed both of them were killed by Jehu's forces. Another evil king of Judah has met a sorry end.